Good morning and welcome to this virtual service of the Lees Chapel. It's really good to be meeting with you, even if it is virtually, and just knowing that we are all sharing together at the same time, even though we can't be at the same place, but are able to worship the same God and to worship him, showing him our love for him, as even if we can't meet together to sing and pray together. I'm going to start by reading a passage from Romans 8, verse 31. And really, this expresses something of that challenge that we're all facing, the uncertainty that we're all in, and that perhaps the things that we don't quite understand. This passage really can encourage and build us up in these strange times. So reading from Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, the present, nor the past, nor any future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Isn't that a great encouragement this morning? Let's just turn to that God in prayer. Lord, thank you that even though we can't be together face to face, to enjoy the fellowship of believers, we can still know fellowship with you. You are the God that nothing can separate us from. Your love can never be separated from us. You reach out to us whatever circumstances we're in, whatever we're facing. Your love is always there. You are the conqueror in any situation, and through you being the conqueror, we also can be conquerors. Lord, thank you for that encouragement in these difficult times. Thank you that we can trust ourselves into your conquering love this morning. May you be with us in this service. Amen. We're going to sing now something of that deep, deep love that the Father has for us in the hymn, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And you can find this on YouTube, and the links to all of these YouTube videos you've either received on email or also on our Facebook page if you want to link to them there. We'll pause now to sing, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. I'm going to read now from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Another passage reflects on the love that God has for us. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we're going to sing again of that love in the hymn, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. How our final reading before James comes to speak to us and before we sing our hymn before James comes to speak is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And again, I'm focusing on that love that is shown to us from God the Father and Jesus the Son. So 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, and it says, "What no eye has seen, what no eye has heard, what no human mind has conceived, are the things that God has prepared for those who love him." This morning, God is preparing incredible things for those of us who love and trust him. Isn't that an encouragement when perhaps things around about us at the moment seem hard and difficult? We don't have to just focus on the here and now, because we look to a heavenly future that has things in it that we can never even begin to conceive. And so before James comes to speak to us, let's sing that words from that verse that we've just read in the hymn, "No Eye Has Seen." And again, you can find that on YouTube. Let's just pray before James shares his word, God's word, with us. Lord, thank you for your immeasurable, unfathomable love. Lord, even more incredible is the fact that you chose to show that love to us. And when we're perhaps feeling bereft of love, we miss that chance to meet people, that chance to share a conversation over a coffee, to share in friendship and family love with people that we miss. Lord, we are so thankful that your love, immeasurable and free, is there available to us whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. And your love reaches out to those who are lost. Lord, if we are feeling lost this morning, if we haven't trusted in you, Lord, may you this morning show your love to us so that we come to trust our lives into your loving hands. You are there waiting for us just to turn to you. And for those of us that do already trust you, may we come to know, as James shares your word with us, a greater and deeper understanding of your love. Speak to us through James now, I pray, in your name. Amen. Do turn now to Facebook, where James's message is there for us to listen to and watch. We're going to close by singing the hymn, "What Kind of Love Is This?" And this hymn really reflects on the incredible love and the depth of that love that God shows for us. It's a kind of love that no human can ever fully understand, can ever fully show, but God shows in incredible depth and incredible availability for all of us this morning. So let's sing, "What Kind of Love Is This?" Let's just close now in prayer. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you that your love reached out to us even when we were far away from you. Your love reached out to us when we were lost in our sin. Your love doesn't rely on us doing anything, but your love did all the work through your Son there on the cross. And Lord, your love reaches out to us now. Your love surrounds us even when we're not surrounded by those that we normally would be. And your love is there to lift us up, to show us how much we mean to you, and to remind us of a heavenly future where there are immeasurable, incredible things yet for us to enjoy. May we know that as we go on into the week ahead of us, your love with us every step of the way. Amen.